And again, Merry Christmas, everyone. It's very exciting to be here during the Christmas season and see all of these Christmas decorations. You know, we are coming from the country when you don't see many Christmas decorations at all here. It's so bright and so cheerful. It's nice. And of course, I agree with it that this is the most wonderful time of the year. All of the radio stations, when I drive, I was driving now like a very old car that had just radio that barely worked, but we could listen to it. And it was all full of Christmas music. I'm coming home for Christmas, you know, like it's cool. Like I love that. And then, of course, all I want for Christmas is in you. I mean, it's amazing. I love the songs. I know the words. I enjoy it as much as you do. I know you love this music. And so Christmas is so much part of our culture. I mean, Western culture, right? That sometimes it's so hard to separate this cozy winter holiday full of Christmas magic, Christmas cheer, ugly sweater, eggnog. I know someone likes eggnog. There is always someone who likes eggnog. I'm not sure I like it. It's weird. But I still respect you, you know. I'm there for you. I'm there for you. We can talk about your food choices later. But you know, so all of this, it's hard to separate this baggage from the real event, the long-awaited and finally delivered birth of our Messiah, Jesus, the Savior of the world. If you go to Netflix, Hulu, HBO, Disney, whatever you want, and you'll type Christmas movies, you'll see so many movies that are so nice and so warm and so about family and respecting each other and helping each other, and there is zero information about Jesus. There is zero information about who Jesus was, what he did, and why Christmas is so important. So today we'll try to go back to the real meaning of why Jesus was born, and we'll just try to make our Christmas celebration more Christ-centered. And let's start by reading the passage from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. So John 1, 1 to 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light, the true light which gives light to everyone. Thank you. The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." You know, usually when we think about Christmas story, we think about the angel coming here and coming there, the star, the wise men or magi, or whatever you call them, the virgin, young virgin. I mean, all of this amazing stuff that we love to share, to read to our children, but it's not where John starts. John actually starts at the very beginning with the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And John tries to remind us that Christmas is not the beginning of Jesus' story. That Jesus wasn't just born in Bethlehem. Jesus exists forever. He existed from the eternity. There is no time that was that Jesus didn't exist. And that's why Christmas is not the beginning of Jesus' story. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus is the Almighty God Creator. Continuing his Christmas story, John tries to remind us that Jesus actually is the one who created the universe. He is the one who created the star that was present in a gospel story. He is the one who created the our sun, this earth. He created everything. And you know what's more important for us? He is the one who created us the way we are. He is the one who created you the way you are. And he knows you completely because he designed you to be the way you are. Do you like board games, maybe? You know what's board games here in the States? Or just in Europe, we like them. You know, board game. There are some complicated board games that you can play for hours, and they're so hard to understand, so you need a few days just to read, you know, how to play it. Can you imagine if someone will just make you a good gift, will give you a game like this without any rules? And you're like, what should I do with this? And you just open it, and you see it, you go, and you're like, okay, there are dice. Probably I need to throw dice, and there are some numbers, okay. You're like, I understand numbers, but the rest, not any clue what to do with this. And these board games, this is you and me. God created us in this. We are complicated. God created us in this way. And we cannot find a true meaning without the instruction, the rules that he has for our lives. Because he is our designer. He is our creator. And he is the one who has an instruction for our lives how to live. Your true meaning is in the hands of the one who designed you. Jesus is the Almighty God creator. In him was life, and this life was the light of men. Only Jesus can bring light into this dark world and in your life. Since Garden of Eden, the whole humanity lives in darkness. Of course, there were people who were trying to follow God, like Noah and Abraham and the whole nation of Israel that was chosen to be God's light in this world. But if you'll read Old Testament, it's more stories of their failures rather than their successes. So the one who gave us life, Jesus, he had to came again to bring us life one more time. And this time he needed to come and bring his own life instead of ours, so we don't need to live in darkness anymore. Jesus is the light, and this light is so strong that no power of darkness can overcome it. And you might feel that there is a darkness around you, that there is no hope for you. But Jesus can bring light into your life. He can bring meaning in any meaningless existence. What you need to do is just to let him. Only Jesus can bring light into this dark world and in your life. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. Jesus is not a moral teacher. He is a light giver. There were a lot of moral teachers that were trying, like in the history, that were trying to teach people how to live their lives in a good way. Buddha, Krishna, Aristotle, Socrates, Plato, and many others. They were all talking about the light, but they never claimed to be the light. But Jesus is the light. Jesus never claimed to be someone who just came to teach us how to live, because he is not the example, he is the way. You can try to be a good person and shine brightly where you are. Maybe you were trying to follow an example set by Jesus without following all of this religious stuff. It's not gonna work. It's not possible. To be the light, you need to get the light from the light giver, who is Jesus. Jesus is not a moral teacher, he is a light giver. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people didn't receive him. The creation didn't recognize its creator. What about me? 33 years after coming to this earth in flesh, Jesus was killed by people he came to save. His own people who were waiting for hundreds of years for the long-awaited coming of Messiah didn't recognize him. And today, it's not any better. We live in a country, or like you live in a country, we live in a society, we live in a world where just a small percentage of people are waiting for Jesus to come back. And when Jesus will come back, he will deal with those who didn't believe in him and who didn't accept him as their personal savior. But the question for you and me today, did I receive him? Do I follow him? Do I believe who he is? The creation didn't recognize its creator. What about me? But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. You can't earn the right to become the child of God. Jesus gives it. Even though the world didn't recognize who Jesus is and didn't follow him, there were people who did and still do. And these people are you and me. This is the church. And we became one with him through his blood, by following him, by believing in his name. You cannot earn your right to become a child of God. You cannot deserve it. Jesus is the one who gives it. What you can actually do is to receive his sacrifice and believe in his name. The rest is on him. He will give you a new life, but to get this new life, you need to be born again. Only this second birth will make you a child of God. Have you been born again? You can't earn the right to become the child of God. Jesus gives it. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. In Jesus we have a new covenant with God. Have you received his grace? For thousands of years, the only way to follow God was to obey the law of Moses. So people were trying to obey Ten Commandments, all of these rules written in Torah. As a payment for their sins, they had to sacrifice animals on their behalf, and they didn't know that all of this pointing on last final sacrifice, which was Jesus. But in Jesus, the whole Old Testament was completed. We are not under this law anymore. The price has been paid. We don't need to follow the law of Moses anymore. When Jesus came, lived the perfect life and died on the cross, the Old Testament is complete. So we live under a New Testament now. All of our debts are paid. And now it's not anymore what I can do to be saved. It's all about what Jesus has done that I can be saved. In Jesus we have a new covenant with God. Have you received his grace? No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. Christ showed us the invisible God. In Jesus, God is very close to us. After the whole humanity went astray in Adam and Eve, we lost this closeness with God. We could see God's actions in the creation or in the history, but we couldn't see God. In Jesus, God revealed himself to us. In the day he was born, the little cute baby laying in the manger was the God in flesh who came here to save us. In Christ, God became very close, very intimate with us. When you feel low, remember that Jesus came here to show you how much God loves you. When you feel abandoned, remember that in Christ, God became very close to you. If you ever doubt God's presence in your life, remember that in Jesus, God revealed you how precious you are to him. He revealed himself in Jesus for you to get to know him, for you to be saved, for you to be close with him. Christ showed us the invisible God. In Jesus, God is very close to us. In a few days, we are going to celebrate Christmas. And it's going to be a good time that we'll spend with our families, with our close friends. We will eat, hopefully, good food. I love good food, so I hope so. We'll listen to a good Christmas music. And we'll give and get some gifts. But let's keep Jesus at the very center of our celebration. Let's remember that Christmas, it's not about me, It's not about my family, my Christmas decoration. It's all about who Jesus is and what Jesus has done on the cross. It's all about Him. It's not about us. Amen.
Is this thing on? I want to pray for my brother here before he goes off. They're flying home. Well, flying almost home. They're flying back to Poland on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then from Poland, they're eventually headed back to their apartment in Istanbul. But then they'll be moving. So they're really not going home for a while.
We have no home. So
so you guys can remember to pray for them. If you want to make a love offering toward our brother and his family and the work, you can just write Turkey in the memo portion of your check. Or online you can go and find Turkey and make a donation toward those things. And we'll make sure it gets on to him. And so we want to pray for you as you guys go off. And then Logan, if you and Miji want to come back up, and Nathan, and we will close in praise. So let me pray for you. Lord God, Father, I thank you. We thank you for the work that you're doing. We thank you, Lord, that you have prepared a place and set before our brother the avenue for which you want him to be and the place you want him to be. And I'm sorry, I'm trying to be vague as I pray because we're online. But we just pray for your provision for he and his family. We pray, Lord, that you would protect, Lord, that you would lead in conversation. And, Lord, as he invests and his family invest in this work and as others are entrusting investment in it as well, Lord, we pray that the gospel would go forward. We pray, Lord, for fruit that would lead to salvation. We pray, Lord God, for your provision of a vehicle. And, Lord, we also want to ask that you'd raise up workers to come alongside, to assist, to help, and to be with and partner in the gospel work. So, Lord, we thank you. And we pray also, Lord, that they would just remain hidden from the government. As the government tries to stand against your gospel, we pray, Lord, that your gospel would prevail. Because, Lord, you promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And, Lord, you said, lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. And so we trust that and we go forward. So we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. With that, let me bless you as you go. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord. May the Lord shine his face upon you and give you peace. Amen.